E1. Number 8B.
If you take truth, truth is its own infinite, yeah, wholeness again, huh? It depends what you, yeah, it depends what you feel, what wholeness is, yeah. Is it its infinite standard? Because it doesn't have to measure up to anything, huh?
No, that's right.
Yeah?
It just is.
Yeah?
There is no sense.
Truth is its own infinite affirmation.
No.
Doesn't need to affirm itself, huh? To be something. Truth is its own infinite consciousness. Yeah? I think, huh? Yeah? Truth is its own infinite ideal.
Yes. No.
So we have yes and we have no. Now measure it on A, criteria A, isness. What did I say? Ideal?
Ideal.
Yeah.
But isn't the ideal a sense of measuring up to a standard?
Yes,
ideal?
I think, yes.
Uh-huh,
maybe that way, huh? That if you have an ideal, you measure up to, you conceive of something.
Yes.
And therefore you are not the ideal itself, huh?
The reason I said ideal is because I think that's where the only ideal is.
Yeah, for us. To us, huh?
If I was sitting on a throne, I would not have an ideal.
You wouldn't think, now. Yeah, well, we are very busy sitting on the throne, you can't help it now. I know what it means. Yes, so again you have very little is its own infinite form or gestalt. Yeah, huh? What did we have as gestalt? Let's see again what we had as gestalt, huh? It is a symbolic configuration having properties that cannot be derived from its parts. Huh? It belongs to the whole. Huh? Yeah. Truth is really the divine gestalt. Huh? It's really the true form. Yeah. You could put that, you see, it's a true form or gestalt. Yeah. Form, yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Then we come to love. Again, it's very difficult. Because on the love, we always feel that there must be... What would you feel? Its own infinite plan?
No?
No? You wouldn't like plan? You would like plan?
No. You
yeah. See, it wouldn't be planning, huh? It would be design, huh? I think being is a great plan because it never is the same. Therefore, it must operate within itself as a plan, huh? Must have within itself some kind of purpose, some kind of aim.
Isn't that
aspirational? Yeah, no, when you plan, yes, when you take it as a verb. Huh? But being itself is plan or has plan. Huh? It's not blind. It's not blind. That's why we can trust so much love, huh? Because we know that that love is not blind, that it's not purposeless, that it knows how to arrive at something, and that is only possible because higher up than that is the fact that being has plan or design. I would think so. But don't feel obliged to put it down. It's, you see, what we do is training. You see, the difference between religion and science is this. Religion always gives you the final answer. Religion has for everything a final answer. It has its dogma and that's that. Science is built on quite differently. Science never has a final answer. It always approximates and approximates the answer. It's always in the flow. And only if one has that sense that one is flexible and is weighing again and again one's finding, and that weighing and weighing, that makes one think more correctly and scientifically. So take nothing as final. I never take any findings as final. I always take it as the step that we make today, and if we make it to the highest of our understanding, then it will lead either through error or trial, it will lead further. And therefore we don't fear error, of making errors. I'm not afraid of making error. Making an error, huh? Yeah. Because this is a scientific method, the method of trial and error. Alright, we have love, say plan. What else do we maybe get here? That love is its own infinite. Containment. What would you think about containment? Does it fit to be? Has a space sense, like fullness, huh? That's that sense of including all, of embracing all, huh? Yeah? So it must be something that has no time, no space sense in it. For instance, perfection has no time sense in it, no space sense in it, huh? Has an isness sense in it. Perfection would be a bit closer, huh?
But doesn't perfection have a human connotation?
Yes, it can have. It can have. Just as intelligence.
Something that can be measured according to some standard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can. Yeah. Okay, then take something more than perfection. That can. Some total. Totality, huh? Some total or totality, huh? If you have totality, then you have also perfection, huh?
The totality, according to the dictionary again, that indicates. The end achievement.
The end achievement. You can have the total, yes, when you sum up everything, huh? But you can also have a total. I'm sure that if what dictionary did you use today? not the big one. You can't travel with a big one.
I have so many dictionaries at home. I don't know which one I really need.
Yeah. Uh huh. All right, you can say the sum total is an adding of everything until you have totality.
But you couldn't use whole truth.
Yeah. Well, you could, yes. It's all on that word, huh? Wholeness, yes.
If we threw wholeness out, I should think we would not allow
totality. Uh-huh. You like to throw it out, okay?
All right.
You like perfection better. Well, that's fine. You see, that's what I really wanted to achieve. That you get the sense that everything that breaks down the synonym is already a weakening of it. Huh? Somehow a weakening of it. Because the synonym is a capitalized term. And the others are ideas and therefore do not amount to the totality, to the wholeness of a synonymous term. And therefore we started out by saying really they are approximations. But instead of just saying mind and nobody knowing what is mind, or thinking that if I say mind, oh yes, mind controls and mind leads and guides and heals and corrects, in order to throw out the greatest mistakes, we have made this little list. Just for that purpose. In order to throw out those which we know are wrong. And left just in those which are on the verge. There is a great difference if we say, all right, we take in other ideas in mind, like leads and guides, desire of mind, controls, corrects. There we would everyone agree, out. Because these are the biggest deviation from it, which we know very clearly they can't be in it. And what we were weighing were those who we can say, are they in it? Are they not in it? And that is that way how you begin to touch the synonymous term itself. So you can have perfection in it, or then you can have wholeness in it, in truth, if you like. Completeness also is the same thing. You can say completeness, well, this indicates that it could not be complete. Every one of these ideas has a touch of an antipathy. Everyone. There is no word in the whole dictionary of the human language which does not have a counterfeit. But you could see very easily that there is a great gradation of deviation or not deviation. Yes. Yes, you can. Just before I wanted to start with it.
Well, I've been trying to work with it.
Yes.
And I was confused on this point. Starting with a 7 times 7.
Yes.
49. And when I went through one with mine, I had these few ideas, and started with the spirit, and I had a few more left, and I thought I couldn't find 49 different characteristics. So then, in raising it out, I thought, well, then is the 7 times 7 really expanding the synonymous term itself rather than trying to do this 49 times with each time different characteristics?
Yes.
Change my focus of attention. Mm-hmm. I'm asking if this is correct. They change my focus of attention to the synonymous term which I used in the first place, rather than getting it over here to the right side to expand it.
Yes. Yes.
Because if I repeated the characteristics, they were either in the same order.
Yes.
And I began to see it was just like expanding it just from one to two huge.
Yes.
Characteristics. But I didn't realize that I could go through the 7 times 7 times and come up with different characteristics.
Yes. Yes. Because a characteristic, you see, is an atomistic term. Whereas the law gives you a structural sense. See, this law is beautiful beyond words. And one uses it in treatment or for culturing one's consciousness. Because if you take, say, mind, and you say really to yourself, mind, and in the background you hear mind, and you have the whole sense of that primeval conceptional sense of mind, minding mind. Gosh, that is terrific. If mind is its own infinite mind, that means that mind minds mind. Or mind's only mind. Gosh, to me it's terrific. Without even going into low power intelligence. It tells me the whole story. It wipes away everything You know, hundreds of pages of explanation in the textbook, it just wipes it away. Because it says, yes, you know, the teaching of Christian Science says that mortal mind is the cause of all disease, that mortal mind influences every situation, that mortal mind is at the basis of every disharmony, that the influence of other minds can be a deterrent to my plans, that the influence of other minds can stop the healing power, and so on. And you have that whole range of mortal mind, human mind, that has to be explained on the level of Christian Science, that makes such long exposition in the textbook, and here you drop it, and you go right up to the one mind, where you see that the one mind, the only mind, is its own infinite. That's why I like the infinite. Its own infinite mind. And you just can see that therefore there is no other mind. That therefore there is no other mind of my own, no other mind of other people, no other mind of malpractice, no other mind of evil influence. There is just one mind being its own infinite mind. Golly, what is there left for any other mind to be there? Nothing at all. And in this way, I have not even touched on law, power, intelligence. See? But, now comes the but. If I don't see this clearly, what mind really means here at this level, then in my consciousness goes on something which is wrong. Namely that I say, mind is its own infinite correcting, controlling mind. And I have already a whole hell of mortal mind to deal with. I have already accepted that there is a hell of mind, a human mind to deal with. The whole world mind, the whole atmosphere of mentality which I have to deal with, mortal beliefs, collective beliefs, individual beliefs, universal beliefs, subconscious beliefs, all human mind, mortal mind. Here I don't have it. Here I am in that wonderful state where I see that mind, what mind? That intelligent, powerful, lawful mind. Take it in now, huh? That intelligent, lawful, powerful mind is its own infinite intelligence, lawful, powerful intelligence. And I stand right above the whole thing. But actually, I don't need to take these terms there. If I know what mind is, if I have seen the tone, the spiritual tone of mind as that which is minding, I can't say it other way, huh? Which is divine minding its own mind. And then there is nothing else that minds its own business. There is no other mind to mind anything. I really can clear up the whole thing, if I see that mind as that intelligence, that infinite information bank, data bank, that powerful, intelligent, lawful mind, minds its own intelligence. There is no other mind. That's why I think you could take that law which we had over there on the diagram 2, you see, and add, really, after the law that being is its own infinite being, and really as a rule of thumb, not belonging to the law, can say, there is no other being. Huh? There is no other being. Therefore, there is no other being. You can add. It doesn't belong to the law, but it is a rule that is right. If you do that, you free yourself enormously. You feel, all right, then the I Am is its own infinite I Am. There is no other I Am. There's no other I Am also mind. There is no other I mind also. I have also my mind. It's all out. And that's the value of these laws, you see. That you really feel, all right, then mind, beautiful. I don't know. You see, these things naturally come with practice, with the application in practice, when you really have to deal with a case and you have to struggle and when every perhaps fear and agony besets you, then these laws become real and strong and powerful and tangible, because then you can see, no, mind, the divine mind, namely that intelligence which has an infinite conception of itself, as the only powerful law, that mind is its own infinite mind. Therefore, there is no other mind. There is no mortal mind. There is no human mind. There is no mind influence. There is no mind willpower. There is no other personal mind. It's the one infinite mind. And when one knows, you see, instinctively, without saying, without thinking it, if one knows that that corrects that mortal mind can have an effect, then you wipe away all the other influence. You go home and see mind is its own infinite spirit. And you just have that wonderful sense that that mind which you were contemplating as being its own mind is the only infinite substance in reality there is. There is no other reality, there is no other substance, there is no other order. And you throw the whole gamut of material existence just in the paper basket. The whole gamut. You don't have to deal with individual concepts of materiality. Or you see that mind, namely that primeval, primordial, infinite conception of its own nature, that's mind, is its own infinite soul, is its own infinite identity. And you just have a sense, therefore, that mind cannot be changed, nothing can change that mind, nothing can blur that mind, nothing can touch that mind, nothing can debase that mind, it has its infinite identity, nothing can change that anymore. You get a terrific sense of security that that one mind is soul. Can you feel that? Or that that one mind is its own infinite principle, God. That that mind, that infinite intelligence conception of itself, of the whole universe, that world mind, that infinite conception of the cosmic mind is its own infinite principle. Therefore, it's the only mind that acts as principle, that is a principle ruling. But there is no other mind, no other principle to rule, but that one mind is its own infinite principle. And you get mind as a principle, instead of gravitation and I don't know what as principle. You get the one mind as its own infinite principle. And then naturally, that mind is its own infinite life. You see that that one mind which you are contemplating as the world mind, as that prime ordinal, prime evil conception of being, intelligent, powerful, lawful conception of being, is its own infinite life, therefore is eternalizing itself. Nothing can stop that. And that that one infinite mind is its own infinite truth, therefore that it is that one conceptional sense of the infinite, primordial conception of being, the only conceptional of being, that world mind, is its own infinite consciousness. It knows what it knows. It's conscious of itself. It's not blind. So that one infinite mind is its own infinite love. Therefore you have a feeling that that infinite conception of being is conceiving of itself as an infinite plane. Therefore nothing will unfold blindly, haphazardly, but has plane. Yeah, I think I have to stop here, huh?